Chapter 11, To Get Wealthy, Do This. You will get wealthy and have an abundant life when you understand God is the source and the creator of all results, and you serve others. Make them, not you, first. Help others solve their problems and attain their desires. That's it. What I find with those who are struggling financially is that they typically make their problems and their woes first, what they're struggling with first, and they don't trust God or believe He's the creator of their results. So anytime you stress, talk, or focus on your problems, you're focused inward, making yourself first, not others. It requires absolute diligence to avoid doing this. It's easy to fall into what's wrong. Now, who can I serve? It's normal to dwell on your problems versus the problems and goals of others. It's quite worldly to see your issues more vividly and emotionally than it is to recognize who you can serve. Now, if you did the work in the chapter on your anointed brand, this will become easier. You can learn to catch yourself. You know, 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, we take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ. Another word for Christ is the word of God. So you examine your thoughts and determine if those thoughts are biblical or not. If they're not, make those thoughts obedient to the word of God. And I would love to help you do just that, okay? And so how to do that is you can, two things. Number one, if at this point you're still struggling to hear from God or discern your thoughts versus, you know, His words to you, you can send me a direct message on Instagram or Facebook with the number 3, and I will know what you mean, and I'll walk you through 3 steps to better hear from God. I'm happy to do that. Now, be sure to check out the questions and the prayer at the end of chapter 11.